We are delighted to hear finally that this much-hated, widely abused emergency law is going to expire. Good riddance to a law that has been used to persecute Egyptians for no good reason for so many decades. Fundamentally, this is a law that allows and has allowed the government to detain people without charge for months, years, and even decades. And to also try them in so-called emergency courts that have very few of the protections that are required to detainees.
What does this mean for the ordinary Egyptian?
I think what it means for the ordinary Egyptian is an end to the days when police or security forces could put him in jail and throw away the key without ever bringing charges against him or by prosecuting him through these deeply flawed security courts without basic due process protections. It means having a level of security and guarantee that for the government to jail someone, they need to have evidence. It needs to be brought before a judge, and it needs to be part of a regular judicial procedure with guarantees for the defendant to, for example, access to a lawyer.
Some Egyptians have expressed concern that if this is lifted, Egypt will be left in a vacuum without it.
I think that that reflects a misunderstanding of the very strong laws that already exist in Egypt's criminal code, for example, that give the government plenty of authority to jail people who are suspected of committing criminal acts. And that is what the government should be relying on, and it should be trying people in regular civilian courts, not special security courts. In fact, what the emergency law has been used for is to jail people when there is no evidence and when there is no law that they're actually breaking.
Some people are saying that this could mean an increase in criminal activity or the undermining of Egypt's stability and peace. What is your take on that?
Again, I think it's a fundamental misunderstanding of the extent to which Egypt's criminal laws provide all the legislative security that the government needs to maintain order and security. And to think that that is in any way going to change is a misunderstanding and misreading of the law. In fact, the emergency law has been a source of instability and insecurity in Egypt. It's been a source of instability and insecurity for the Egyptian people who've been jailed for decades without cause or justification.
What should be done with the 188 people under the law that the Interior Ministry is currently dealing with under this so-called emergency law?
Well, it should refer them to the prosecutor for and bring charges against them on proceed to bring a case against them under a regular civilian court if they have the evidence. And if they don't, and if they have no charge to bring against them under the existing criminal laws, then it should release them.
So what will be Human Rights Watch's message to Egyptians as this law that has been in place for 31 years expires?
Congratulations. Congratulations to an end to one of the main tools of tyranny that your government has used against you for so long.